Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Thursday, February 17th, 2005. 3, 2, 1. Unreached people groups in eastern Sudan are asking for God's word. The church in Sri Lanka is in desperate need of leadership. And the Granny Brigade will be caring for AIDS orphans in South Africa. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in eastern Sudan, where refugees and nomadic Muslims are largely unreached by the gospel. The Beja and Rashida are two of the most unreached people groups, and Strategic World Impact President Kevin Turner says they're building relationships to reach them.
For the last 5 years, we've been actively working in the eastern part of Sudan, which is really a very forgotten area. Very few aid organizations actually get into this area.
As SWI distributes humanitarian aid, people are asking for God's word. They're seeing people turn from darkness to light, and Turner has hope in what God is doing.
Well, the goal that we have for reaching eastern Sudan is one by one, and then literally train them, equip them, and encourage them so that they can actually go out and be the individuals who show a changed life.
Next, another earthquake struck off the coast of Sumatra, Indonesia, but this time the 6.0 quake didn't cause damage like the tsunami of December 26th. That's good news because many areas like Sri Lanka are still struggling. Back to the Bible's Woodrow Kroll says while immediate needs appear to be met, the church still has needs. He says Back to the Bible is helping them.
A pastor loses his entire library. Who will replace that library? A church building is gone. Who's going to rebuild that church? The hymnals are all gone. Where will they get hymnals? Students who are in Bible colleges and seminaries lost family members back home. They now have no income, no money to stay in school.
While this doesn't sound all that bad, Kroll says it will have a huge impact spiritually.
Sri Lanka could lose 10 years or more of church leadership if we don't step up and help these students financially right now in order to stay in school.
You're listening to Mission Network News. World Vision Zambia is part of a group of non-government organizations that have come together to help combat HIV and AIDS in Zambia. It's a 6-year program to provide community-based care with the goal to reach more than 500,000 people directly impacted by HIV and AIDS. World Vision demonstrates the compassion of Christ by reaching out to millions of people who are affected by this disease. They encourage Christians to be on the front lines of battle through prayer, action, and giving. Elsewhere, a group of caring grandmothers from America are making plans to fly to South Africa and show the love of Christ to orphans. Book of Hope's Miriam Makovic says they're known as the Granny Brigade.
A group of grandmothers who are going to go to Africa and help with the babies and the children who have no parents. Some of them have AIDS, but we're going to go do a Book of Hope distribution in the schools, but we are also going to spend most of our time in orphanages. So we're going to love on these babies, tell grandmother stories, just do grandmotherly things.
Many of the children are being raised by older siblings and crave attention. The grandmothers will not only rock them and give them physical love, but will also share the gospel message through their distribution of the Book of Hope.
Well, we go in and tell them about why we wanted to come in the first place, and then we hand out the book. Most of them there speak English, so we will be taking the English book.
Finally, 200 college students confronted homelessness and poverty this weekend. Through InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's first Jesus, Justice, and Poverty Conference, students explored how the evangelical church has so often failed the poor and what they could do about it. InterVarsity's purpose was to gather Christians and non-Christians and help them discover that Jesus is passionate about justice and bringing deliverance to the oppressed. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Strategic World Impact is committed to short-term missions to those ravaged by war, persecution, and disasters like the tsunami in Asia. SWI's new DVD, Revolution, is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Learn how God might use you to redeem tragedy to triumph for the gospel. That's Revolution from Strategic World Impact at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.